You know, speaking of ethics, not everybody in the real estate business may share the same values of fair dealing and resolving differences. My own values have been shaped by some pretty rough years in business, but also from my ongoing study of Aikido, which is a martial art dedicated to the resolution of conflict. I spoke with the chief Aikido instructor of Kohala Aikikai, Sensei Kevin McGough. In the practice of Aikido, one goal is to eliminate the competitive edge that is so much a part of an aggressive world.
There are no competitions in Aikido. The founder of Aikido, Morihei Ueshiba, was very clear about that. The purpose of Aikido is to create sincere, strong human beings and not to use power or technique to defeat other people. His idea was that by defeating other people, it creates a cycle of violence. People are becoming aggressive over some perceived lack in their life, such as money or power. And so rather than trying to gain that through some external aggressive behavior, they can work inwardly to decrease the feeling of lack in their life. Then they can respond to the world in a much more peaceful way.
We discuss the results that Kevin Sensei sees in people who train in this form.
Your body, your mind are tuned to behave differently, and it just becomes a natural way, a natural part of your interaction. The other thing is a calm attitude. A lot of times when something goes awry, people start to freak out. You grow to realize that you can be calm even when things seem like they're getting out of hand.
In the training hall, there's a large white canvas mat, and a variety of wooden swords and weapons used in training line the wall. In the center of the training dojo, there are photographs of the founder of Aikido, and a framed piece of calligraphy.
Literally, it is Japanese words, Masakatsu Agatsu. The idea of Masakatsu Agatsu can be translated into English as true victory is victory over the self. Allowing people to see and hear what we do at this dojo is very important, and the doors are always open for people to come and observe and see if that kind of practice would suit them.